Welcome back. This next group of exercises is going to help us to overcome obstacles, and we're going to start with small obstacles and work our way up. One of the things that we're going to do is, in the second part of this, we're going to be grouping things together so that we can remove an affect that we might imagine affects just one thing, but is really something about all of the things that we encounter of a certain order. So the more we can do with one exercise, the better. Right now, what we're going to do is we're going to just find out if we have an affect that's inhibiting us from making the most of the opportunities we have, if we're seeing obstacles as overly stressful so that we're not performing as well, or if we're encountering obstacles and we're seeing them as challenges. There's a great deal of difference between a challenge and something stressful. And an affect that we have that makes us anxious, we'll see sometimes our perception changes so that we see some obstacles as stress, when it really could be a challenge and something exciting, something we feel good about accomplishing. So I want you to think about some obstacle that's bothering you, some small obstacle if you can, larger one, it doesn't matter. Think of an obstacle you have in front of you, and I would like for you to feel how it makes you feel when you think about the challenge of it. Perhaps the obstacle appears to be overwhelming, or something that's very difficult to figure out how to do. Maybe you can't really see past it, or how you're going to accomplish it with ease. But I want you to, right now, think about it, whatever it is, and feel how it makes you feel just thinking about doing that thing. And if it's something very uncomfortable, that's what we want. Find something uncomfortable, if you can find that, and something you don't really want to do, but you feel you should. Okay, now that we have the thing, what I want for you to do is understand that part of what I consider Zen is the idea that as our perception changes, our opportunities change, and our ability to even see things more clearly, see options we didn't see before, or create options we didn't see before, will become available to us. One of the most important things to do to be able to have that is for us to feel powerful, to feel confident, to feel that we're capable, and to feel fearless. When we feel that way, it allows us a perspective that we may not have currently. And if we have that perspective and it helps us to come up with a solution to our problem, then we can understand that there's something we could do with the future or the further exercises to help us to be able to eliminate this affect or remove an affect that would inhibit us from having the best choices and having all the opportunities we could to be successful. So right now, take a deep breath, and as you exhale, let go in your face, let go in your head. Take another deep breath, and as you slowly exhale, let go in your shoulders and neck. Let your shoulders drop. Take another deep breath. Let go in your back. Let go of all the tightness in your body. Let it drop. Now I want you to feel absolutely powerful. And I want you to feel this and not think about it. but feel powerful in your body. Feel it wash over you and enter you, and feel your muscles get stronger. I want you to feel comfortable now. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, feel capable of doing anything. Feel it in your body. Take another deep breath. And as you exhale, I want you to feel absolutely fearless. Take one more deep breath and feel all those things. Feel powerful, capable, and fearless. One more, and let go of the thought, but just feel your body. Now I'd like for you to imagine the obstacle once again. Whatever it is, think about it. And from this perspective, from the perspective of this feeling in your body, I'd like to have you observe if there is a different solution or different way that you address the problem. And if so, I'll see you on the next exercise.